is I will start by asking you some questions about your business and also the application that you submitted. And if that sounds like I can help, and if it sounds like we're a good fit, then I'll explain what I have to offer and how it works and everything. And then at the end, you can decide whether you want to be a part of it or not.
Okay.
So, Rick, tell me what motivated you to take the time out of your day and schedule a call with me.
Because I know I need a lot of automation that I don't have in place, and I want to scale.
Okay. So on the roofing side, what are you selling mainly? Insurance, retail?
I'm doing both, but I like the insurance game, the insurance claims, but I do both.
What would you say your percentage split between insurance and retail work is?
75-25. There are more 75 claims.
Okay. I'm going to take notes, so if I take a moment to respond, just bear with me. So how are you pricing all that out currently?
How am I pricing the claims, or the other ones, or both?
Let's start with the insurance side. Like, how are you determining the price for your work?
Well, obviously, most of us use Xactimate, and also for supplements, we use an Xactimate.
Okay. And on the retail side?
On the retail, I have my own calculator that I kind of invented so that I could see my potential profit. So I just plug in a couple numbers here and there, and I see what I can charge, so I can just send them an estimate. And I send it through my CRM, JobNimbus.
Okay. So who would you say is your ideal customer?
A property owner that is not economically challenged, who will allow me to work the claim and pay their deductible. And it would be, I guess, in a storm damaged area.
Okay. And why do you think that customer buys from you? Like, what is the big promise there?
That I know what I'm doing, give them good customer service and not cheat them, and high quality. And that I'll be there and honor my warranties. I mean, everything. I mean, it's good reasons to work with me.
Absolutely.
And I underpromise and overdeliver.
So what's the sales process like from meeting a stranger to becoming a paying client?
Well, if it's for the insurance, you know, I go inspect the property. Once I find damage, I do a presentation and get them signed up with a work and pay agreement, kind of like a contingency-based service agreement. And, you know, the rest is, you know, the process when we meet the insurance adjuster and contract them, once we get the commitment from the insurance and schedule a build and collect money.
And out of the different types of roofing that you guys build, would you say which type makes up the most sales volume for you?
You're talking about like
shingles, metal, flat roofs, tile.
Right now we're, and it's not by choice, but 90% is shingles, We do metal, and we're certified with Conklin to do coatings and spray foam roofing. But I haven't done much of that. But I'm planning. I'm getting a commercial website built right now, and that's going to be up in about maybe a couple weeks. And they're going to be doing all this SEO for me. It's the right way. So it's going to take a little bit before we start getting a bunch of leads, but I'll start getting. I'm hammering more into the commercial sector to get more. I like the coatings a lot. It's fabric reinforced coating.
Right.
But 90% right now for shingles, asphalt stuff.
So 90% shingle, but a desire to get into like the resurfacing of flat roofs on commercial through coating systems. So how are you currently getting your customers right now?
I pay for Google Ads, Yelp, and I manage my own website and Facebook social media.
Do you know about how much it's costing you to acquire a new customer?
Not per customer, no.
And do you have an existing process in place that gets you customers on demand?
No.
Are you comfortable relying on this style of operating your business?
No, I'm always looking for better ways. I mean, this is what I've had to do because I've gotten cheated a lot in marketing. So I figured out my own ways that are working way better than when I paid a bunch of money for marketing in the past.
Okay.
It's given me a lot of, I get calls every day. I get at least 5 calls minimum every day. And I'm running short staff. I need to get more people.
Okay. How much money are you making per month with your business right now?
Revenue or net?
Revenue.
Oh, revenue. Divide out 800,000 by 12, whatever that is. Is it about 65, I think, or 70?
Let's just say 800K a year. I can do the math later. Mm-hmm. So let's see. And where do you want to grow this business to in the next month? So you're at 800,000 a year right now. Where do you want to be in 12 months from now?
At minimum 1.5, hopefully 2. I'm trying to keep it real. I need to get salespeople and I'm structuring a bunch of things right now that are going to completely help me. I just hired an HR person. We're doing all the every single thing that has to do with HR, from job descriptions, ideal candidate, to the organization charts, pretty much everything that needs to be done with HR. And I also got a controller / bookkeeper and CPA working together for all my tax planning and pretty much organizing the infrastructure of the company to scale properly.
Okay. And what's your motivation for getting to that $1.5 million to $2 million range per year? What's the motivation?
Well, I want to have more freedom. I want to have a culture of helping people, not just property owners, but people that I'm employing or that I'll be employing to, you know, have a good life. And of course, help my family, me, my family, everybody.
And how would things be different for your business if you did get to that $1.5 million, $2 million range?
Well, it'll be that just that much closer to start scaling to the next level. I'm not going to stop at one or two or three. I want to get up there. That's just a start. That's just realistically short term.
And getting to that $1.5 to $2 million range, what impact on other areas of your life would it have? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
I'm curious to know where this is going.
Well, I'm just trying to understand your vision of where you want to go to see if this is something that's a fit for us. So far, it's sounding really good. And so I really would like to understand your why and what it looks like. So how would that impact the areas of your life?
Well, it would give me that much more to be able to continue to help people. That's what got me started in this company or in this industry. The whole goal is to make a big positive impact on people and me, of course, my whole family.
Okay, so Rick, you're currently at about $800,000 a year and you want to get to $1.5 million to $2 million range. What do you think stopping you from achieving that on your own?
On my own? Because being on my own, I need a team. I need a good team to... But the whole infrastructure to be able to scale, to get a team, I need to set up the company properly, which is what's being done at this point, at this moment. And once I achieve that, we're going to start advertising. My HR person is going to also interview people and do all that stuff that's required that I don't like to do.
Right.
And yeah, so that's what's keeping me from growing. Without a team and the proper infrastructure, there's no way to scale.
So when are you wanting to fix these infrastructure and team building issues in your business right now?
They're being done at this moment, right as we speak. They're being done. I just got off a conference call with my HR person. It was about an hour and a half, working on all the things that need to be done.
And I know, so it sounds like you want to fix this now. And how committed are you to making it happen now?
Well, it's being done at this point. I mean, I paid her and everything. I paid different people. But it's being done right now, so I'm committed.
So, Rick, I definitely can help you with this. Would you like me to tell you about what I can do to help?
Yeah.
So, my area of expertise is helping roofing contractors to reduce the tedious office work by implementing a follow-up system on autopilot. And I typically work with contractors who want to grow their business, and I'll help them do that in a transformation, which is about taking things from in the flesh to the machine. And what I mean by that is a lot of the work that you do is one-on-one work with each client, you know, following up one client at a time, doing inspections one client at a time, getting them through each stage of your process one client at a time. The follow-up system will help you reduce some of that work so that you're able to do a one-to-many method. So that way you can follow up with multiple clients at the same time, getting multiple clients through your processes. And of course, there are some things that have to be done one-on-one, like your inspections, adjusters, meetings, and things of that nature. But this transformation of putting together this follow-up system and having a machine running, doing that 24/7, that's where the magic really happens for a contractor, because it leverages your time. It leverages your staff's time. And what that does is it ends up allowing you to use your time more wisely to serve more clients and ultimately make more money. So that's a little bit about how I help roofing contractors.
Okay, sounds interesting. And how do we get to know more?
So in order to help with this transformation, what we do is we have an 8-week training program and the follow-up system software that I developed. So the software is where that follow-up system lives. It's essentially your central command center. And the 8-week training is where each week you'll implement the next best steps in your command center to build out this follow-up system. A lot of the workflow and communication templates are already done for you. Like, I've already written them, but the training is really about making them your own, like modifying them with your company names and language that you may want to change, right? Like making it special to you. And then in regards to support, we'll have a live group Q&A session every week at the same time. So that way you're able to come on the call, ask any questions that you have, and get that support that you need. In addition, we have a chat support feature in the software command center that's available during business hours. So if you have a quick question or whatnot, you can always do a quick chat with a support agent. So that is how it works.
Okay. And is there info that you send or we meet, or what? How do we see what's going on with everything that you're mentioning?
So as far as like the cost, you mean?
Well, that too. Everything, you know, just seeing how it works, or, you know, hearing it out sounds intriguing and sounds like potentially a good thing. But seeing it at work, or, you know, a little demo of some sort, I don't know. Do you have it working anywhere? And of course, the price is another thing. And is it a monthly service? Is it, what does all that entail?
Sure. So my fee for the follow-up software is $197 a month for 2 users. And then there's a one-time fee of $3,000 for the 8-week training program. But I found that those who make decisions quickly always turn out to be the best clients, and we're able to do amazing work together. So for that reason, I have something called incentive-based pricing, where if you make a decision on the call with me today, I'll knock off half of the training costs. So then it will be just a one-time fee of $1,500 for the 8-week training, and then the $197 per month for the software.
Yeah, well, I learned not to make decisions that on the spot the way I used to. I've done them in the past. I'm not saying you will or anything, but I've made wrong decisions doing that. So I learned not to.
So sounds like you've had some other experiences in programs and you didn't get the results that you were after. So,
well, I've been burned a lot, yeah. And I'd rather risk losing out on something good than to make a terrible decision like I've made in the past for being spontaneous like that.
So what specific outcomes would you need to see to make this worth the investment of your time and the resources? What would make this?
I want to see what you're even talking about. You know, dishing out money without, you know, just hearing things is one thing. That's a bunch of theory that I don't know always working for it. I don't know anything besides hearing what you said, but hearing is not necessarily enough when I, you know, never seen it or heard of it or anything. There's nothing. Is there a website, anything I can look into at all?
Absolutely. There's a website. It's convertmind.com.
Well, I kind of tried to browse that one, but I didn't get to see much info there.
And we can certainly schedule a demo. That's on offer as well, where you can see the software itself. So that is something we could schedule. I have another call after this one, but I'd be happy to schedule a follow-up and we could do a Zoom meeting where I could share my screen. You could be in front of your computer and you would be able to, I can show you the software itself. So
yeah, that would,
go ahead.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, I do want to know more. It's not like I'm trying to rush it off, but I can't just jump on something like that.
No, I completely understand. So,
and then the other thing is there's going to be all this 8-week training, whatever, which means that I'm going to have to do a lot of legwork on doing this stuff, which ultimately is to improve, but I have to do it. And that's where I don't have my office manager is off for 2 months because he's taking his master's and he's getting anyway, so I'm on my own until I get a virtual assistant while he comes back, and I won't be able to have anybody help me with this stuff. And it sounds like it takes work. It's not just gonna just appear just for the hell of it. Even though you got templates and things, for it to be such a long training just means that there's a lot of work to be done, which I understand.
I wouldn't say it's a overwhelming amount of work each week. It's really designed because, like I said on the webinar, thinking about automating your workflow and building out a follow-up system through each stage of your business, it's an overwhelming thought. It's a huge elephant of a task. And that's what the 8 weeks is all about, like breaking it down into manageable time commitments each week that won't get in the way of your day-to-day schedule. It's something that you can complete. And doing that each week, a little bit at a time, taking one bite at a time. So by the end of the 8 weeks, you have a fully functioning follow-up system. So I think that's where most people get hung up in doing this for their business, is it just seems like such a daunting task.
To me, it does sound like it for me. If I'm going to do it, if I have somebody that I can get trained for that can do it for me, then it would mean it would even translate into paying, you know, for something that is basically like, let's say you were willing to do it for me, I would probably be willing to pay for that because I don't have time for all that stuff. You see what I'm saying? Because I do need it, I want it, but I got so many damn hats right now. And you understand how we have to do so many things that's why I'm getting the infrastructure done so that I can hire people to help me, and that it would include stuff like this. So if I were to even get involved with anything like this, as much as I like the idea, I would rather get somebody on board that I'll pay for them to get trained as my staff that will help me implement all this stuff while I continue working on other things. Does that make sense?
I understand. What about your HR person that you just hired?
Well, she is not my employee. She's an independent person who's getting the structure done for me, and she will be hiring or interviewing and all that stuff. But I can ask her if she's willing to go through all this stuff, if she's able to. I mean, she's got her own company. It's not like I hired her as my employee.
Right.
No, so maybe she can help me hire somebody that can help me with all this stuff. But, you know, part of this whole thing that we're doing with the HR is for her to be able to start helping me get salespeople, production manager, a senior, like an actual manager to manage salespeople. So, you know, whatever positions that we need within the organization. And that's what I need, because I need help with all kinds of things. I'm doing everything, and it's like a pain in the butt.
So it's kind of like a double-edged sword, what I hear you saying, because you need the follow-up system to free up your time so you can work on the business. But you need to spend a little bit of time to get the follow-up system customized to exactly how you need. I mean, I've done 90% of the work for you. I am breaking it out into small pieces each week so that it doesn't interrupt your entire, you know, schedule or appointments, so that it's manageable. But it is like the question that you have to ask yourself, you know, if you don't make the changes to put this type of system in place, you're going to continue to have demands on your time that you're not going to be able to fix, even with staff, because then you're going to have your staff demanding your time because you don't have like this system of templates and processes to move your clients through the stages, and it's the training to show them how to do it. So it's just a question of, you know, can you commit to doing a little bit of work each week to ultimately get to that goal in 8 weeks so that you can free up your time? So that's where it's at. And I do hear you say, you know, I'd be even willing to pay more if somebody would do it for me. So why don't we, I've done a lot of it for you. Obviously, this system can be set up faster than 8 weeks, but I'm trying to make it where it's not overwhelming for the business owner, for the exact reason that you listed of time issue, so they can get to the goal of free time, right? So let's demo the software. Let's talk about that some more once you see it, and you know, think about, I had not considered doing it for the contractor completely, really geared towards giving them the information they need to do a little bit each week in order to get to the end. But I'm not opposed to helping you, Rick, because you're a friend and I want to help you. And I mean, I have the knowledge and I have the experience to do it. So I just would like to pull up my calendar. So if you give me just one moment, we can figure out the date and time for us to demo the software here. So looks like tomorrow I have available around the same time, or Monday at 11, which works best for you?
Let me check real quick. Monday's going to be the better one, because tomorrow I have several appointments outside of here.
Monday, 11 a.m. I'm going to set up an appointment and I'll send you the link to the Zoom meeting. So you'll need to be in front of your computer because I'm going to share my screen. So make sure it's a time that you can do that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time and being open to sharing, you know, your current situation and your desired situation, and I know I can help you get there. I want to make you feel comfortable that that's the case. So we'll check in again on Monday and do the demo.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, Rick?
Yeah, I look forward to it. Yeah, I appreciate your time too.
Okay, you have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I knew that would be his objective.